show here something we hope you'll really like.
He's colossal, stupendous. One might even go so far as to say he's mediocre.
The Cell Signal Storm Podcast.
What drives me nuts about our current system and the way it's been perverted and distorted by those in government is the way it is now configured to protect the least admirable among us, our nation's political class. Remember the good old days when we used to admire our politicians, when they were worthy of being admired? Gone are those days. Now they've perverted the system to make sure they get away with all of their malfeasance and are never held responsible. Now, for those of you who have not been paying attention to Beijing Biden's classified document scandal, there are many folks who believe that Joe Biden and his entire family are probably one of the most corrupt families among us here in the United States. They have been using their influence. They have been using their offices, or Joe Biden's office, to make themselves filthy rich. And they've been compromising America's national security and our ability to stand against our enemies in the process. Now, many of you are aware of the Hunter Biden laptop from hell, which was one of the smoking guns which the press and social media oligarchs conspired with the FBI to keep quiet before the 2020 election. Because the Hunter Biden laptop provided us insight into just how corrupt Beijing Biden and his family are, continue to be to this day. So when Hunter Biden, it was rumored that he was going to be investigated for lying on a federal form about to get a firearm, when he was being investigated for really nitpicky stuff, which didn't carry any discernible punishment, many theorized that it was being done so that any investigations by an incoming House GOP majority could be stifled and stymied by saying, well, he's already under investigation for this other stuff, so we can't give you any information. Right now, the Treasury Department is withholding all information from all of the overseas transactions from our enemies into Hunter Biden's bank account. The Republicans are not being allowed to see it, even though they have absolute authority and power to see it. It's just being withheld. We're not going to give it to you. No, give it to us. No, we're entitled to it. No, we're not going to, says Beijing Biden's administration. Why? Because they can. And because Mitch McConnell's not going to do anything about it. John Cornyn won't do anything about it. Because protecting Democrats is what those Republicans and 16 other Senate Republicans and 9 members of the House who are now, well, 7 of them are gone out of Congress. 2 of them still remain. But those people, that their main job is protecting Democrats. So when Beijing Biden's classified document scandal hit full force, and immediately, almost immediately, the corrupt Department of Injustice said, we're going to appoint a special counsel to investigate. Many said, oh, it's the Hunter Biden game. Wrap up Beijing Biden. Make sure we get a special counsel that's on the take. That's a corrupt special counsel. And this guy that they put up there, what is this shrub's name? Gosh, I just lost it. Her. H-U-R. Her. No, not Ben Hur. No, I think his name is Robert Hur. This is one of the cats who was pushing the Trump-Russia collusion hoax. So naturally, they find one of the most corrupt people in Washington, D.C. to conduct a quote-unquote special counsel investigation against Beijing Biden. And here is the pièce de résistance, the payoff. From the Hill newspaper, DOJ declines to release communications on Biden docs to House Judiciary. Why? Because of the special counsel investigation. The Department of Injustice on Monday rebuffed a broad request from House Judiciary Committee to provide further details about the special counsel investigation into the mishandling of classified documents during Beijing Biden's time as vice president, saying that doing so would risk releasing information central to the case. The response follows a request from the panel now led by Representative Jim Jordan, Republican from Ohio, seeking all documents and communications related to the investigation, including correspondence with Biden's attorneys and those related to the appointment of a special counsel. So, that's key. Yes, I want to know who was the corrupt Department of Injustice official. It was probably Merrick Garland himself, who appointed Robert Hur, one of the most corrupt individuals in Washington, D.C., one of those who pushed and promulgated the Trump-Russia collusion hoax. How did that come about? But they're stonewalling using this fake special counsel investigation, which will, at the end of the day, it will all be, he's as clean as a whistle. Oh, big shocker. I swear, folks, the Republicans fall for this. I know Jim Jordan won't. Let me just say, after talking with him next week, he's too smart. He knows that this is the game they're playing. But you know what, frankly, folks, it pisses me off. And it should piss you off, too. Because these individuals are using the system to protect their own asses and to guard themselves from us finding out all the malfeasance they've dished out to us. And I'm just sick and tired of playing this game. We will have a conversation with a House Republican, a rather powerful one, Roger Williams, coming up on the Salcedo Storm podcast.
And now a word from our sponsor.
Does the state of the economy have your head spinning? Let American Medical Plans relieve one burden, health insurance. American Medical Plans specializes in under 65 health insurance plans that have zero copays and no deductibles. You choose your doctors, you choose your hospitals. These plans have nothing to do with your income and are 30 to 60% less than Obamacare. If you're paying too much for your own health insurance, call American Medical Plans. You deserve better. They will customize a plan managed and chosen by you, not the government.
A liberty-loving American takes on Washington, Hollywood, and the whole media establishment. He's Chris Salcedo. Join his fight. Tune in to the Chris Salcedo Show every weekday afternoon on Newsmax.
Do you ever wonder what it would be like to trust that where you get your news is accurate and pro-citizen? Well, Texas Scorecard has you covered. We give you real news for real Texans. Go to TexasScorecard.com today.
All right, my friends, I want to welcome to the program Congressman Roger Williams, representing the 25th Congressional District in the great state of Texas. Congressman Williams is the chairman of the House Small Business Committee and sits on the House Financial Services Committee. Congressman, glad to welcome you to the Salcedo Storm podcast.
Chris, it's good to hear your voice again. How are you?
Sir, it is great to hear yours as well. I'm doing fine. Look, I've got to ask you the question right out of the gate. As Newsmax has been deplatformed by AT&T's DirecTV, the second conservative outlet to be deplatformed in as many years. And of course, as you know, the deplatforming of conservative voices has been happening all over this country. And Wesley Hunt, your colleague, circulated a document expressing concern to the owners of DirecTV. What is your take on all this?
Well, it's attack on freedom of speech, right? We've seen it all the time. Conservative platforms, as you say, are under attack. I'm totally, as we all are, freedom, free speech person. We if this thing gets ever to a vote, we'll totally support it. But we're out there talking about the attack on conservatives right now, and it seems to be getting worse and worse and worse. And if we talk about Newsmax, we need to talk about some of the others, don't we, that might want to go another direction. But no, it's just attack we have to put up with. We have to fight back, and we will.
All right, let's get on. I know this is what they want me to do. They want me to say, man, who doesn't have classified information in their home? But because I understand that the reason why a lot of this focus is happening is because Joe Biden was guilty. They knew Joe Biden was guilty of this. So the trumped up charges, pardon the pun, on President Trump. And now you've got Mike Pence, who was, well, actually, let me just play the soundbite for you, Congressman. This was Mike Pence, as he was sitting down with ABC News, I think that's who it was. And for some reason, I can't seem to find where I stashed it here on the desktop. But long story short, they asked him, hey, do you have any classified information? And he said, no, I don't. And it turns out he did. Your comments.
Well, you know, we're learning a lot about classified information, aren't we? We certainly learned about Joe Biden and and his garage. Vice President Pence, it's evident that when he found out he did have this information, he immediately went to the folks and said that he had it. So it looks like he's cooperating as compared to Joe Biden, who's not cooperating, who says he didn't have anything, and he continues to get more and more and more. We see it's in his garage. It's not secure. You know, Hillary Clinton got out with a get-out free pass on this. So, you know, I'm not so sure that maybe Vice President Pence, I mean, he told the truth, but he's out there. He said, let's look at it, and he's open, where Biden has not been open at all. They've been stonewalling, especially to look at the press conferences they have, how they just keep referring back to lawyers, lawyers, lawyers.
Well, he was pretty vocal, Vice President Pence, condemning President Trump with his alleged documents, which turned out the Washington Post called them mostly mementos and trophies and not of the sensitive, compartmentalized information that is a serious threat to our nation's security. So, I mean, a little hypocritical of the VP Pence, yeah, for political sake, to take a swipe at President Trump and then be guilty of the very same thing that he was accusing Trump of being guilty of.
Well, you're right. I mean, look, you can't hide from it. That's why I say I think that the vice president has stepped up quickly and said that he'll cooperate. Nobody's defending having these documents from anybody. You're not supposed to have them. But he said he didn't have them. He found out he did. He stepped up and said, look, let's take a look at this thing. Unlike what we see with the Democrats and Biden, it's a total stonewall. So I think nobody's saying one is better than the other. It's unfortunate, but we need to get to the bottom of it, and the documents need to get to where they belong and out of garages where they don't belong.
Right. And by the way, cooperating is not a legal standard. Just because you get caught breaking the law and you fully cooperate, that doesn't, or shouldn't anyway, impact the seriousness of the charge, should it, Congressman?
No. I mean, it is what it is.
Right.
And if you have these documents, then we need to get the documents where they need to be and out of where they don't need to be.
Amen to that. Roger Williams, our guest, Congressman in North Texas, the 25th Congressional District. Now, about Biden's case, there are several aspects of his problems. Now, it turns out, over half a decade of problems of storing classified documents. And I want to go over the multiple aspects of this case with you. It looks like the charges pushed against President Trump were to blow smoke to the American people and say, see, everybody does it, so we're not going to put Trump in jail. We shouldn't put Joe Biden in jail or his family. That's appearing to be a wag the dog type situation that we're in the middle of, launched by, I would suggest, the Department of Injustice and the FBI. Is that fair skepticism on my part?
Yeah, I mean, look, you talk about cooperating. I mean, President Trump cooperated. They went through his house. They went through the closets. They, as compared to what we see happen with Joe Biden, where his lawyers are doing all his work for him. So, look, it's totally different. It's a double-edged sword. You know, if we're gonna go after these documents, do them the right way, treat everybody the same, and let's not, as you say, trump up these charges to divert from what's happening with President Biden and the past Democratic leadership.
And I think you're right to point out that 2 months before the FBI raided Mar-a-Lago, they were out there visiting the president, saying, hey, you need to add a padlock here, you need to add a camera there. And President Trump said, absolutely, I'll do anything you want because I want to make sure that everything is on the up and up. So he was, quote unquote, cooperating with everything the FBI said, but they needed a raid, because they knew how deep Joe Biden was in, and I'm going to go more into this, and so that's why they needed to trump up these charges on the former president to make it look like everybody does it. And let me ask about this, because Joe Biden, we know he didn't secure these classified documents. Some are rumored to be of the highest level of classification, SCIs, potentially accessed by Hunter Biden, the occupier of the Oval Office's cokehead son. And he has a business relationship with several enemies, including communist China, that he has been milking for millions of dollars for many, many years now. As a sitting congressman, are you concerned that some of this potentially sensitive, compartmentalized information is now in the hands of communist China, courtesy of the Bidens?
Absolutely. I mean, if it's hanging around a garage for everybody to see and read, and we know the relationships financially with the Chinese, it really has a real concern. We need to find out how much do they know. I mean, are they cooperating? They're not cooperating in many cases with our judicial system, but are they cooperating with China? It appears they may be.
Yeah, and don't forget the first tranche of documents discovered in a building that was paid for, $54.6 million, courtesy of communist China, where Joe Biden's so-called think tank was placed in Washington, D.C., and that's where the first tranche was discovered. Then I want to keep it on Hunter Biden, because it turns out, Congressman, that Hunter Biden was receiving money from communist China to the tune of $49,910 a month. And then, because, as you know, Hunter Biden is not one of the sharpest tools in the shed, he would turn right around and write a check to his daddy for rent of the Delaware home where these classified documents were illegally stored. And he would write a check for the same amount, $49,910, in a rent scandal that basically Hunter Biden was funneling money from communist China into Joe Biden's bank account. Isn't that seriously problematic?
Well, it's very coincidental, isn't it, that the money he was getting from the Chinese is the same amount of the rent that he was paying his father.
Yeah, I would think.
And, I mean, look, I mean, that's a simple one to follow. It's a pass-through. At the end of the day, the President of the United States is receiving money from China, which is not our friend, which is our enemy. That's a real concern.
It should be. And I can't recall, at least since Obama, somebody who was so pro-China, so pro-enemy of the United States of America. Congressman Roger Williams is our guest right now, folks, 25th Congressional District in the great state of Texas, up there in North Texas. So let me ask you, Congressman, last thing on the sensitive information. The other part of this scandal has been the revelations that the Department of Injustice, the FBI, leadership at the very least, the Treasury Department, the Internal Revenue Service, they are all biased Democrat. They're populated with Democrats, and they do not treat Democrats in the same manner. For example, if a Republican, if it was you, Congressman, who had communist China paying $49,000, $910 to one of your relatives who was in turn paying you that money, and you didn't declare it on your tax returns the way Joe Biden and Jill Biden didn't, you would be under an audit from this IRS. But guess what? Joe Biden and his family, they are not under audits. So those alphabet agencies, Congressman, I believe they need to be defunded, deconstructed, and rebuilt to put these guardrails that protect we the people back in place that the Democrats have successfully torn down. Am I wrong?
Well, there's no question. Of course, we always say this, and it's right. Is that the majority of the people that work for these agencies are solid people. It's the leadership that has been put, as you said, in by the Democrats that is the problem. They certainly need to be reviewed. They need to be scrubbed down. And like any other business, Chris, when you have, if you're in sales, you have a bad sales manager, you get rid of sales manager. You don't get rid of the salesman. And with the same situation here, we need to look at and get the right people in that care about law and order, care about the country, and realize that America is number one and needs to stay number one and not be partners with the enemy.
But I'm not wrong as a conservative, and the Republicans listening aren't wrong as Republicans, to say I shouldn't be funding Democrat organizations like the DOJ, the FBI, the IRS, and Treasury.
Well, that's exactly right, and that's why we need to look at the leadership and get the right leadership in there so the taxpayers get return on investment and it gets fairness.
Right, and then again, I think that there was a time when we could have a Democrat appointee who would still follow the rules because the guardrails were up. And I would suggest to you, Congressman, that all of those guardrails that were put up by past Congresses to make sure that these agencies were not politicized, those guardrails are gone now and they need to be restored. And that's what I mean. These agencies need to be torn down and built back up. And that's kind of my angle on that one.
Yeah. Well, that's a good angle. And there's no question because right now, as we know, they have no guidelines, right?
Mm-hmm. And, absolutely.
We all need to play under the rules, and we need to reset the rules and get people that will do it accordingly and do it because they love this country and they believe in the people and what we stand for.
Absolutely. The investigations that the Republican Party is undertaking and the persons of James Comer and of Jim Jordan, there's a concern among the conservative base that they're going to go nowhere. Like Trey Gowdy, who we had high hopes for, ended up doing absolutely nothing after all of his investigations. John Durham ended up doing absolutely nothing after millions of dollars in an investigation, even though he had people dead to rights. Some left-wing jury just let them off. So can you address the concerns the conservative base has over these investigations just going nowhere and being just window dressing?
Yeah, I agree. In my district, whenever I travel around, people really want to see results. And, you know, we hear about all the things these people do, and it does not appear they come to have their day in court or whatever. But I think with Comer and the rest of some of our other folks that we've got now in place in our committees, we're going to see some action, and we need to see some action. I in Congress want to see it. The people want to see it. So I think that I think we'll see a better result. I certainly hope so. I mean, I'm going to be chairing the Small Business Committee. We're going to be bringing people up to talk about Main Street America and how it can be affected by doing business with the wrong kind of folks and so forth. So I think you'll see a commitment. I think Leader McCarthy's committed to do that, and I think he has to. That's what the people voted us in for.
The last bit of leverage, or the first bit of leverage this new Republican-controlled House has, is the debt ceiling. Joe Biden has declared he will not negotiate, but he is not where the White House is not where money originates. The funding originates, expenditures originate. That's the House of Representatives. Can you assure the audience that Republicans will, as part of the debt ceiling, defund 87,000 goose-stepping armed IRS agents, restore funding to border security that John Cornyn irresponsibly voted for, that Mitch McConnell irresponsibly voted for? Can you say that those initiatives will make it into a debt ceiling deal?
Well, they certainly need to. I've been up here 12 years, as you know. I've never voted for a debt ceiling increase. And we need to get serious about this. We got the $32 trillion debt because both parties were not, at the end of the day, serious about reducing costs like families and businesses have to do. So I think you're going to see a lot of that. I know from myself personally that I'm not going to support just a straight debt ceiling increase. So it just won't work. I'm a business guy and it doesn't work in my business or my family. We need to see actual cuts. And, Chris, not cuts that come 5 or 10 years from now, cuts that come now.
Amen.
And you mentioned the 87,000 IRS agents. That's going to go away. And so I think we're on the right track for that. But it's going to be interesting because if the White House doesn't want to negotiate, they got a problem. We will talk, but there's no way that a clean debt ceiling, I see, is going to pass this House, certainly not from this congressman. We need cuts, and we need, in many cases, one-for-one cuts.
Yeah, and all those small businesses that you are in charge of making sure that they live in an environment in America that thrives, those 87,000 IRS agents are a biggest threat to their security and their prosperity. And I know exactly where you're coming from on that. Congressman Roger Williams, everybody, 25th Congressional District here in the great state of Texas, in North Texas. Sir, appreciate the time as always, and come back soon.
You got it. Thank you, Chris. God bless.
That there is going to do it for this edition of the Salcedo Storm Podcast. Folks, do me a favor and visit a couple of websites, TexasScorecard.com, TexasScorecard.com. They are the antidote to the basket of biased press censoring conservative views, these woke corporations censoring conservative views. Conservative views are well represented at Texas Scorecard, so make sure you go check that out. News that is important to those who are pro-American, pro-free speech. Also check out ChrisSalcedo.com. That's how you track down the Chris Salcedo shows on AM 700 KSEB, The Voice of Texas, and on Newsmax TV, 4 o'clock in the afternoon until 5 o'clock Eastern, every single day. And while you're there at ChrisSalcedo.com, drop me an email, drop me a voicemail, or check out how to book me for a speech to your group. Okay? Cool. All right. Till we visit again, my friends, remember this. A society's worth is not measured by how much power is stolen by an out-of-control government, but rather it's measured by how much power is reserved for we, the people. See ya.